Little Miss Perfect, my one-on-one mistake.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
Have you ever met somebody who seems perfect? They epitomize perfection. I've known a couple of women whom I'll classify as perfect. I worked with them in television, of course. One was Jennifer Smith. I'm sure it's okay to use her name because I have nothing but great things to say about her. I hope it's okay. I was a loud, outspoken political reporter. She was an anchorwoman, tall, thin, beautiful. And it wasn't just her physical beauty. She was and is regal. She is calm. I'm disheveled and kind of crazy. I used to come in and argue with my news director, David Deutsch, about my stories. Jennifer would be out in the newsroom and she would look over at me yelling at my boss. And she would just look so perfect. Once I said to David, why can't I be more like Jennifer? Just accept things and look really good. He didn't respond. He told me to get out of his office. I love David Deutsch. He was a great boss. And Jennifer was a beautiful, perfect coworker. So what was my communication mistake in this scenario? I never really talked to her about how I felt. I never gave her that compliment. I wanted to be more like her, but I was too concerned with my own ego to really have a friendship with her. I didn't feel secure enough to tell her how much I admired her quiet grace. I was too concerned about my stories and my career. When you take the time to talk with people, you learn that everybody has insecurities and flaws. When I worked in Washington, D.C., I was always frazzled and running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I was running to and from interviews, writing stories, rushing to live shots, calling sources. I never had a moment to be calm. I was really imperfect. I would be sitting on the floor outside a congressional hearing room, listening to testimony, and some perfect little congressional staffer would walk by. Her shoes would click, click, click on the marble floors. Those women always looked great. They were Little Miss Perfect. They wore Prada and Gucci. I wore tennis shoes so I wouldn't slip around as I ran. I used to mock those women. They would walk by and I would make a face. I would put my pinky up in the air and pretend I was the queen drinking tea. I did that to make my photographers laugh. I did it because it made me feel less like a mess. I was jealous, of course. I wanted to be perfect. It is not to be. Do you have coworkers like Little Miss Perfect? Are you secretly jealous? And how do you handle it? Here's a secret. Nobody is perfect. We all have the same fears and issues and problems. Some of us just show it more. Call it honesty. Call it real. We are real and raw. And sometimes it feels good to let it all hang out. But sometimes it would be nice to be more like Jennifer. More like Little Miss Perfect. Nobody, I mean nobody, is perfect. Some women and men are really good at seeming like they are. When we are growing up, we think about perfection as beauty, especially if we're women. If we are pretty or beautiful, then we are perfect. There is a different standard for women versus our male friends. When I was growing up, I didn't worry about physical beauty so much. My main concern was getting straight A's on my report cards. I knew I wasn't pretty like my sister, so I worked to achieve perfection on another playing field. It worked for me. I didn't want to be judged by some arbitrary measuring tape created by some man. What is beauty or perfection anyway? Who decides? How ironic that I became a television reporter in the early 80s and 90s, when the majority of news directors and station managers were men. The men decided who looked and sounded good enough to be on camera. Many times, it was the blonde, blue-eyed bombshell, not the short, dark-haired Latina. I thought about writing this episode of One-on-One when I was listening to the Pink song, Perfect. I thought, perfection, like beauty, is in the eye of the beholder. What's your idea of perfection? I have a few to get you thinking. My granddaughter's face. My dog, when he wags his tail and stares at me adoringly. A frosty glass of Diet Coke. A beautiful car. A perfect rose. My daughter, when she gives me a hug. Don't get me wrong. Striving for perfection is not unrealistic, as long as you know it's impossible to achieve. People aren't perfect. We are flawed. We are messy. We are human. Give yourself a break. Love your flaws. Love yourself. And talk to your friends one-on-one and let them know you love them too, no matter how imperfect they may be. And try to speak to that perfect person in your life. All of that said, I still stand by my statement that Jennifer Smith is perfect. I'm Gloria Moraga, one-on-one. I'm creating 31 mini podcasts in August, one for each day. They will be centered around communication. I'm working to find positive information to share with you. Why? Just because. Because we need more positive inspiration and positive energy. Please subscribe to Gloria Moraga one-on-one and share. You can find me at podcast.gloriamoraga.com. Be safe and be brave.